I'd like to call to order the June 7th, 2018 AMATS Technical Advisory Committee meeting held at ODOT District 4. Thank you for hosting us. Mr. Baker, we determination of quorum?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. I just remind everybody that if you make a motion, please say your name so that we can make sure that gets recorded into the minutes. So with that, I will entertain a motion for the minutes of the May 3rd, 2018 meeting.
Dave White, move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Tomasi, second.
Very good. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to staff reports. Financial progress report, Mr. Baker.
All right. We still have a financial progress report through March 31st. As you see, at that point, we had spent about 53% of the budget. We are still on target to be under budget this year. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are
any. Any questions for Mr. Baker?
Dave White, move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, we'll move on to the technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, so first I'll just say thanks for coming to ODOT District 4. Thanks to ODOT, Steve, Chad, the other ODOT folks in the room. Appreciate hosting. We will have a presentation by Dave Holstein following this meeting. What we are going to do is when the meeting's over, we're probably going to move some of these tables and make it more classroom style, so to speak, for the presentation. We do have freshly baked this morning cookies over there and coffee, so please take advantage either now or between this and the presentation. And I think that's it. Restrooms are up through the door and to the right. Yeah, so if any of you, for those of you that aren't familiar with this space. Otherwise, from a technical progress perspective, when we look at what's going on in the federal government, I guess, you know, there's not much. It's really quieted down on infrastructure. We had that kind of, I don't know, lurch forward, we thought, maybe in April, and now it seems to quiet back down. It seems like every time we talk about budgets and the new administration, the current administration's talk about budgets and transportation, almost always it appears that the Tiger Grant program is on the chopping block, or the Small Starts or some of the transit programs are always sort of on the chopping block. But we haven't really heard much. And then I guess really from a local perspective, we are, you know, sitting pretty, I suppose. We have our annual meeting that's coming up in October. That, you know, if anyone has any really good ideas for speakers, please let me know, because this is always the least fun part about the annual meeting is actually planning it. So if anyone has any ideas, feel free to pull me aside. But other than that, I'd just be happy to answer any questions. Oh, the other big thing that AMATS is working on right now is the city of Akron is looking to sell the city center building that we do currently occupy. It appears that we are looking at space in the Ocasek state-owned building that is catty-corner to us on the opposite corner. You know, that hasn't been finalized, but the goal of the city is to get all of the occupants out of that building by August 30th. So between now and then, there might be some time where we might have to close the office to the public at least for a day or two if we're doing some major moving. But other than that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. Attachment 3C is the Federal Funds Report. We're quickly coming to the end of fiscal year 2018. I don't expect now after, probably after this week, that we'll see much movement with projects, because ODOT kind of closes things down, I know the last week of June. The new projects are still being added to the TIP. There'll be an amendment after this report, adding what I think is the balance of the projects that are supposed to be have construction in 2019 or have a phase in 2019. The remainder of the projects will be added when we develop a new TIP beginning this this fall. One thing I'd like to bring to your attention is, you know, if there's some movement you need to make with your project, like maybe you scheduled it in a certain year and you see now you need to change that, when we develop the new TIP, it's a good time to make those type of changes. Couple other little things. We had a TASA project canceled. It was the Canton Road sidewalk project, and it was canceled by the sponsor mainly because of a lack of need. We've done a couple studies, and this sidewalk was supposed to run between Springfield High School and on the west side of Canton Road and extend north up to Springfield Lake Boulevard. And I know our agency videotaped the number of school kids actually using the road there, and we only found a couple. And then the sponsor also did another study and had found the same results. So that freed up $224,000 of TASA funds. But those, unfortunately, that's a year that we're a little over programmed, so those funds were just kind of absorbed into the over programming. And the last thing I have is I was going to try to schedule a project review meeting in June, and I just found out today that from the ODOT end of things, June is probably not going to work. It'll probably be in mid-July or even perhaps August, so I'm still kind of working that out. So that last item there that says project review meeting in June isn't really relevant now. So the balances seem okay, and that's all I have. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Dave, I just have one bit of information for you. Your last big dollar SPBG project, I think for fiscal year 18, is the Twinsburg, the second roundabout.
Yes.
We opened bids on that job this morning, and the bids came in much better than the first go-round, so we should be awarding that thing in a week and a half.
Oh, good. That was the one for $3.4
yeah.
million?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. So that's good news. So I think we're okay with balances and projects now. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, hearing none. We'll move on. We have no old business, so we'll move on to new business. The first one is Resolution 2018-13. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. This is adding those new projects that I just mentioned a few minutes ago. The new projects that that were funded earlier this year, getting them into this TIP because they have construction in 2019, or they have a phase in 2019. We'll be adding six new projects and then revising two existing projects. The first, and we'll kind of walk through these one by one. The first batch that I have are the new projects. There are six new projects. The first one is TASA project in Portage County. This is refurbishing a railroad bridge and using it to accommodate the Portage hike and bike trail. As you can see on the slide, the existing trail is the green line. It has to use a narrow bridge that's also abuts up against two curves. It's not a real safe situation. The red line is the is where the new bridge will be, and this is actually a railroad bridge that goes over another railroad. Here's another picture of it, and the tracks that you see on the right side are, is just kind of a siding. It's not a main line or anything, but we want to add this because engineering and construction is scheduled in 19 using $353,600 of TASA money. The next project is Cleveland-Maslin Road Phase 2. This is in Norton. This is adding a this is Phase 3, adding a continuous turn lane. You can see the new project is Phase 3, which is in red, and then Phase 2 is already in the TIP. That's the same type of project. And what we decided to do is we're going to combine Phase 2 and Phase 3 into one project, and it'll be under PID 97638, which is the PID for Phase 2. The new project, which is Phase 3, is using $2,063,000 worth of STBG funding, and construction for both phases is expected to start in fiscal year 19. The next project is resurfacing in Stowe and Silver Lake, scheduled for next year. We have $700,000 of STBG funding in that project. The next new project is sanitary and road resurfacing in Lakemoore, $153,900 in STBG funding. And let's see, the last new project is State Route 91 sidewalks in Stowe. This is sidewalks only along State Route 91 between, just south of Fish Creek to just south of, or just north of Stowe Road. And this is a TASA project, and right away may begin in 2019 using $74,000 in TASA funding. There's one more new project. This is in Hudson, State Route 91, Darrell Road. This is south of 303. This is adding a continuous turn lane. MS actually doesn't have any funding in this, but we wanted to get it in the TIP. Engineering is expected to start in 2019 using HSIP or safety money. Two revisions to existing projects. The first one is Cleveland-Maslin Road roundabout in Fairlawn. We're adding $200,000 of STBG money to right-of-way and $277,000 to construction. Right-of-way is expected to start in 2019. Construction is in 2021. And the other existing project is adding TASA money to the State Route 91 Canton Road and US 224 project. It's a big intersection improvement project in Lakemoore, and we're adding TASA money for sidewalks only. You're adding sidewalks that don't exist, and the TASA amount is $450,000. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Those are the eight projects in Amendment 8.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet?
Dave White, move to approve.
Thank you.
Councilor Patrick, second.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We move on to Resolution 2018-14. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6B in the packet. This resolution seeks to add recently awarded federal funds to the TIP for PARTA and reschedule the project from fiscal year 2018 to 2019. The USDOT is awarding these funds through its Federal Transit Administration Boston Bus Infrastructure Program.
Carter is requesting the addition of approximately $2.7 million in federal funds to their current bus garage project scheduled in fiscal year 2018 and then moving the project to fiscal year 2019. Carter was awarded these funds in order to meet federal requirements for storing and maintaining compressed natural gas vehicles. The total project cost will be just under $4 million, and the staff is requesting approval of resolution 2018-14. We'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Gardner? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Dave White, move to approve.
John Kovacic, second.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And that finishes up the resolutions. Other business, everyone's invited to attend a presentation regarding performance-based practical design by ODOT. And that'll be immediately following our adjournment. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Any other comments from you?
Only other one is, do you guys find it helpful to see the project images and locations when we go through the TIP?
Yes.
I find it interesting, and so I was just curious if, I know it kind of sometimes slows it down a little bit, but I think it's worth it so we can kind of get an idea of the project. So just if there's, wanted to make sure there's positive feedback on that. But,
it doesn't slow it down. It really just matches the speed of our minds.
Well, that's good to know.
It's easier to see a picture up there than...
Right, and I feel like it helps you kind of just, oh, that's where the area is. It helps orient you a little bit, and I think it maybe makes it feel a little more real.
Well, you can see the surrounding area, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great.
Especially a road that goes all the way across the county and has the same name and different locations.
Yeah.
You have to figure out which part of it is.
Okay, good.
Or different names in the same location.
Nowhere not to drive next year.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, what we're going to do is we'll just take a quick 10-minute break.
Take an adjournment.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The meeting will be adjourned at 1:47 p.m.